Andrew McCarthy is probably best known to a lot of us as Blaine, the object of Molly Ringwald's affection in the movie Pretty in Pink.
I'm really sorry for bumming out the night for you.
Didn't bum out anything. I had a great time.
Liar.
I was with you. I had a great time. I was in a Turkish prison. I'd have a great time with you.
And yes, McCarthy is still in the entertainment business, but when he's not in front of the camera or behind it, he's on the road, riding what he sees and how it changes him. On this week's Wingin' It, Andrew McCarthy tells us about that transition. Andrew McCarthy is an editor at large for National Geographic Traveler. His writing is featured in a new book from National Geographic called Journeys Home, and in it, he talks about what he discovered when he went in search of his ancestral roots in Ireland.
I knew my great-grandfather came over, but we didn't know where and when exactly. And really within 2 days, it turned out that they were able to discover exactly where I came from. And he said, you know, there's a good chance, you know, if you come on over, you can walk the land, and there's a good chance that the ruin of the house your great-great-grandfather lived in is still there. And so I did that. And then when I hit the ground, it turned out the house was still there and my second cousin, once removed, was still living in that house.
Did you give this person advance warning or did you just show up
and knock? Yeah, a couple of days before I got to say, you know, you don't know me, but have you seen Pretty in Pink? No. Anyway, so when I showed up to see her, there were 25 of my nearest and dearest standing on the front stoop waiting to greet me.
May I ask you how you got into this whole endeavor? I mean, you're an actor and you're pretty good at it and you have all these roles and you have a career. When did you first get the writing and the travel bug?
I say it was an accident, and I suppose it was, but it wasn't really, in the sense that I'd been traveling for a long time, and the long story is that travel had sort of changed my life. It helped me locate myself in the world in a really profound way.
Was there one trip, or how did that?
Yeah, I have a friend, a wonderful travel writer named Don George, who always says there's one trip that changes everyone's life. And, you know, for me, I was walking across the Camino de Santiago in Spain, which is the ancient pilgrim's route in the north of Spain, this 500-mile walk across Spain. And I'd read a book about it, and suddenly I said, I'm going to go do that. And a week later, I was in northern Spain walking across the country. And I found it I hated every second of it. It was a terrible experience. And then
why? Why?
It was just miserable. It was lonely. I had blisters. I had the wrong boots. You know, it was just one of those kind of things. Like, I'm not equipped for this. I don't camp. I don't know how to do any of this. So I sort of had this breakdown. This field of wheat in the high meseta in the middle of Spain there, there's this days and days of wheat. And I sort of had a little tantrum, a meltdown. And it was sort of revealed to me in that moment of sort of exhaustion and things that fear had dominated my life to a really huge degree. Hmm. And it was sort of so all pervasive in my life that I was not aware of its presence until that sort of moment of its first absence. And so I skipped across the rest of Spain. I felt like myself, there's an Irish saying, you know, feel like yourself from the toes up. I just felt like myself in a way. And it was the same way I felt when I first acted, in the sense of like, oh, there I am. And then I started reading a lot about travel and stuff, and none of the stuff that I was reading about was really capturing this kind of personal transformative experience. And I started sort of keeping track and writing things down when I was traveling, and it eventually just grew into something.
So what was your first piece?
It was on Western Ireland in County Clare, because it was a place I'd been to many times and knew well and had a real passion for. And it sort of spread from there. And then, like anything, you know, I was given an award for travel writing. And the minute you win an award at anything, then suddenly you're a genius, whereas yesterday no one would answer your email.
In the actual writing, when I think of travel, really good travel writing, it seems hard to me, because especially if you're going to a place that you know. Because how do you turn that into an experience that others can relate to? And how do you avoid cliches? Travel writing so often is filled with them.
Travel writing that engages me, it often reveals more about the traveler than the destination in many ways. So that then all you want is to really get people nodding their head and go, yeah, that's how I feel. Just like any reading, you want to engage the reader and create a relationship and have an experience. And I've found the best, for me, the way to do that is to be, you know, revealing.
You've got kids, right?
I have 3. Feels like 30.
I imagine, since you feel so strongly about traveling as a value in a life, that you've traveled with them. How is that experience different than the kind of solitary experience of travel?
Well, it's an entirely different thing. You know, I think Paul Theroux had that really good line about the lucidity of loneliness and
alone is the best, and then I agree, the best way to travel, because only by being in that sort of lucid, alone, and sort of solitary, melancholy place can you really, a place, reveal itself to you. And you reveal yourself what you came to that place to learn. But traveling, like, it is great. I mean, you know, they are engaged by anything. They go through security at the airport and like, ah, Dad, you beeped, you know, and then find an adventure in anything. Kind of. Like, you know, I've taken my son when he was little to Disney World and he had a great time. I loved it. And, but then I took him to the Sahara and he had a much bigger experience. So people have told me, what, are you crazy taking your kids to these Muslim places? You know, dare we say the word? And, you know, and it's like, you know, I've never gone anywhere where I'm not received. And the minute you travel with kids too, it's, travel itself is that sort of, you know, is optimism in motion, right? It's, and when you show up somewhere with children, you're basically saying, I trust you, receive me. And I'm a big believer in just sort of taking kids and creating little citizens of the world if you can.
You can read about Andrew McCarthy's travels on his website, andrewmccarthy.com. Andrew, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.